The Girl on the Boat by P.G. Wodehouse. One moment. Before my friend Mr. Jenkins... Wait a minute, Herbert. Before my friend Mr. Jenkins formally throws this book open to the public, I should like to say a few words. You, sir, and you, at the back. If you will kindly restrain your impatience, there is no need to jostle. There will be copies for all. Thank you. I shall not detain you long. I wish to clear myself of a possible charge of plagiarism. You smile. Ah, but you don't know. You don't realize how careful even a splendid fellow like myself has to be. You wouldn't have me go down to posterity's Pelham the Pincher, would you? No? Very well, then. By the time this volume is in the hands of the customers, everybody will, of course, have read Mr. J. Storer Clouston's The Lunatic at Large again. Those who are chumps enough to miss it deserve no consideration. Well, both the hero of The Lunatic and my Sam Marlowe try to get out of a tight corner by hiding in a suit of armour in the hall of a country house. Looks fishy, yes? And yet I call on heaven to witness that I am innocent. Innocent! And if the word of Northumberland Avenue Wodehouse is not sufficient, let me point out that this story and Mr. Clouston's appeared simultaneously in serial form in their respective magazines. This proves, I think, that at these crossroads, at any rate, there has been no dirty work. All right, Herb, you can let him in now. P.G. Wodehouse, Constitutional Club, Northumberland Avenue. Chapter 1. A Disturbing Morning. Through the curtained windows of the furnished flat which Mrs. Horace Hignett had rented for her stay in New York, rays of golden sunlight peeped in like the foremost spies of summer.